my burden. I'll take them to Jesus. All of my burden.
All of my burden.
I'll take them to Jesus. Cause I can leave.
I can leave.
All my burden. Burdens there.
Burdens there.
All of my problems.
All of my problems.
I can take them to Jesus.
All
of my problems.
I'll
take them to Jesus.
All of my problems.
I'll take them to Jesus. Cause I can leave.
I can leave,
I can leave all my problems.
Problems there.
Oh, all of my burden.
All of my burdens.
I'll take them to Jesus.
Take them to Jesus.
Oh, all of my burdens.
I'll
take them to Jesus.
All of my
burden.
All of my burdens.
I'll take them to Jesus.
Take them to Jesus.
Cause I can leave.
I can leave.
I can leave all my burdens.
My burden.
I can leave all my burdens right
burden.
There. Yeah. All of my problems.
All of my problems.
I can take them to Jesus.
All
of my problems. I'll
take them to Jesus.
All of my problems.
All of my problems.
I'll take them to Jesus. Cause I can leave.
I can
leave all my problems. All my problems with him. Yeah. All of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
I'll take them to Jesus.
All
my burden.
I'll
take them
to Jesus.
All of my burden.
All of my burdens.
I'll take them
to Jesus.
Now I can leave.
I can leave
all my burdens.
I
can leave all my burdens with him. All of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
All
of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
I can go to Jesus.
All of my burdens.
Tell him all about it.
All of my burdens.
I can tell Jesus.
All of my burdens.
Tell him my problem.
All of my burdens.
Listen, when I go down.
All of my burdens.
Go down on my knees in prayer.
All of my burdens.
He's always listening.
All of my burdens.
Oh yes he is.
All of my burdens.
All of my burden.
All of my burdens.
Not just some, but all.
All of my burdens.
I can take them to the altar.
All of my burdens.
I can take them to the altar.
All of my burdens.
All of my troubles.
All of my burdens.
All of my troubles there.
All of my burdens.
Tell God about it.
All of my burdens.
All of my burden.
All of my burdens.
Yes, he's a burden bearer.
All of my burdens.
Heavy load sharer.
All of my burdens.
Sometimes in the midnight.
All of my burdens.
I just can't go to sleep.
All of my burdens.
I just say Jesus.
All of my burdens.
I just say Jesus.
All of my burdens.
Jesus.
All of my burdens.
You know me.
All of my burdens.
You know all about me.
All of my burdens.
Yes.
All of my burdens.
Next thing I know, I'm waking up.
All of my burdens.
to a brand new day.
All of my burdens.
Oh, what a burden bearer.
All of my burdens.
Hey, what a burden bearer.
All of my burdens.
Heavy load sharer.
All of my burdens.
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 Listen, listen. Said I can leave.
I can leave.
My burden.
My burdens.
Burdens down.
Burdens down.
All of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
I'll take them to Jesus.
Take them to Jesus.
All of my burdens.
All of my burdens.
I'll take them to Jesus.
Take them to Jesus.
All of my burden.
All of my burdens.
I'll take them to Jesus.
Take them to Jesus.
Cause I can leave.
I can leave.
I can leave all my burdens with him.
Burdens.
Yes,
Lord God.
And understand what it is that worship brings to the Lord.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Jesus.
Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're grateful to God. We're grateful. We thank God for all of his many blessings.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for you. We rise giving reverence to God, our Father,
Amen.
Jesus, our Lord and Savior,
Amen.
And our Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Our guide and protector in these troubled times. Amen.
Yes.
We are so thankful to God that he has allowed us to assemble here. We thank God for the ministers of the gospel that are present with us, to the officers, the mothers, to this male corps, the men who have amen sung to us this morning.
Amen.
Sung to us and allowed us to sing along with them.
Amen.
Amen. It's always better when we join in.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We thank God that he is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God.
That's right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
Amen. And if you ever, man, if you ever get close enough to the Lord to know that he hears you, amen. Amen. It ought to. Man, as David said, change your attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you know that you're not all of that, but yet you, amen, command, amen, you command an audience, amen, with the King of Glory.
Amen.
All right, sir.
Amen.
Y'all ain't gonna talk to
me.
Amen. Now, yeah. Now it's one thing when, amen, you can get me to listen.
Yeah. Come on, all right.
All right. All right, y'all.
All right.
Come on. That's not saying much.
All right. All right.
But when you can, amen, humble yourself.
Yes. All right. All
right. Amen. And you don't even have to speak audible.
That's right.
That's right.
Come on, man. Yeah.
You can just get right quiet in your spirit.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Amen. And yet, amen, God has a messenger.
All right.
My Lord. The Bible says when you can't speak a word.
Yes, sir.
But when you don't know what to say, what to ask for,
right.
All you've got to do is just meditate.
Yes.
And think on the goodness of the Lord.
Goodness.
And guess what?
Good.
The Holy Spirit will discern what you are trying to say.
All right.
I don't know about you, but I've been there. When I didn't know what to say.
Yes.
But yet I know God.
Yes, sir. Know the word. Yes, sir. Know the word.
Yeah, I can just get happy on that.
Come on now.
It's all right.
Amen.
It's all right.
He's just that kind of God. And, and you know, I can remember when I used to look at folks funny, too, when they talk like that.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand what the old folks were talking about.
That's right.
Amen. I didn't understand when, amen, some old messenger would say, I got a telephone.
Yeah. That's right.
Come on, Doc.
Come on.
Yeah. I knew the party line that we had.
Amen.
Well, you had to wait on your turn to talk?
Yeah, man.
They don't know nothing about that.
That's right.
Yeah, man. But yet,
what
the old folks say, I've got a telephone in my book.
Yeah, man.
And I can call him up.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody better learn how to call him. Amen. Turn with me if you would. I won't be long. Y'all, amen. Amen. I was happy when I went to bed. I was happy when I woke up.
All right.
Yes, sir.
To do you like that.
Amen. Out of the book of 1 John 14. Mm-hmm. I know when I say happy, they contradict what I've said about joy, don't they?
Yes, all right.
Amen. But sometimes I'm happy before I'm joyous.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, St. John 14.
Okay.
St. John 14.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad somebody read the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. St. John 14 and verse 25, 26, and 27. Verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you.
My Lord.
But the Comforter, which mm-hmm. is the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
whom the Father will send in my name,
all right.
he shall teach you all things
teach.
And bring all things to your remembrance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Whatsoever I have said unto you.
Amen.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you.
All right.
Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Man, I just want to talk to you for a little while this morning from subject, if I may. If you are looking for peace.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I believe, amen, that we are living in a time when it seems like all the news we hear is bad news.
Lord have mercy.
And whether we will confess it or not, sometimes it's trouble.
All right.
That's true.
Amen. To where it disturbs our solitude, our peace.
Amen.
Amen. When at times we are wondering what tomorrow may bring.
Amen.
Amen. And for those of us who have not quite settled ourselves in the Lord,
yeah,
is so troubling to most of the nights, you can't even sleep.
Mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, amen. But I stopped by to tell you this evening, yet there is an antidote.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Come on.
For the trouble that oppress you.
All right.
Yeah.
And this antidote is, amen, it just don't work sometimes. Yeah. But it works all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's even so powerful to sometimes it just amazes you how you are able to keep your cool with the things that are coming against you.
Yeah.
Now, the peace I'm talking about this morning don't take away trouble.
Oh, yeah.
But it sure enough lets you know how to handle trouble. And that's what I'm looking for. I know that because the Lord has already said that these days are few. But yet they're full of trouble. So I don't get up in the morning and say, Lord, take away my trouble. I get up and say, Lord, give me peace.
All right.
While I sojourn on this journey. And God is such a good God.
Yes, so he good.
Is. Amen. So good. Amen. Peace thank this you. Morning if you're looking for it. Mm-hmm. And I know, amen, you know, we live in a time now where that's why modern technology, y'all say, I know y'all knew I was going to go there.
Come on.
That's why Facebook commands so much of our time.
Amen.
Have
mercy.
Amen. Because everybody is looking for that next informational fix.
All right. Come on. All right.
We've got an appetite for a lot of news.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
All right. Come on.
Y'all amen. Looking at me. Amen. Y'all looking at me kind of funny this
come
morning.
On. Yeah.
Y'all know you're guilty.
Come on.
Amen. And you walk around the house all day long looking for more news.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Everywhere you turn, folks are having wrecks because they're going down the road, thumbing.
Amen.
Half of them in Texas, they just thumbing. Amen. 10 years, folks ain't going to have use of their thumbs.
That's right. Amen.
They're just going to be swole up and froze.
Amen.
Because we're going to have informational arthritis in the thumb.
Amen. Come on.
We're searching for something. Yeah. Believe it or not, when you get up in the morning and your appetite is for more news, you're searching for something.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it ain't peace.
All right. Amen.
All right. Amen. But I stopped by to tell you today that this antidote can satisfy your quest for more information.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. I've got to the place I get mad when my cell phone rings.
All right.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Come on. Come on.
Peace.
Peace.
The Greek word for peace corresponds to the Hebrew word shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we know that God himself is a God of peace.
All right, peace.
All right.
That's right.
So I believe if you're searching for peace, you've got to know God.
Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our quest ought to be getting to know more about God.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
For he said, if you seek me first, I will handle your appetite for all of the rest of
it. Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Come on.
I found something out when I put the Lord where I need to be.
Yeah.
My want list gets short.
Amen.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Come on.
I don't want what I used to want because I'm content with looking to God.
Yeah.
And I realize that he said, I'll give you your need.
Amen.
Amen. I heard him say that. If he takes care of the birds.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
He said, amen, how much more are you?
That's right.
Amen. So what we've got to learn to do is
is put God in perspective in our lives. And you know, I thank God for, amen, the spiritual education, amen, that my mother demand that I get.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Somebody was talking about that the other day, and they said, well, you know, amen, this, that, and the other, that you know, grandmama and them made us go to church. My mother commanded us.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Because she worked on Sunday.
All right.
To feed us.
Yeah.
And her command was that her children go to Sunday school.
Amen.
All right. Yes, sir.
But now we're living in a time where we are parenting children that don't see the need.
All right. You're preaching.
Amen.
You're preaching. That's right.
Of a godly education.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yet it's the godly education that our children are gonna find peace in.
Yes.
They're not gonna be able to get along in this world without Jesus.
Yes, right.
I don't care how proficient they become in the classroom.
Yes.
You need some Jesus.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's
right. That's
right.
That's
but I see. Amen. Amen. And I know. Young folks can't be at peace.
Come on. Amen.
You can't be at peace when you serve God part-time.
Yeah,
amen.
Come on.
Why do you say that? I can only base it on the spirit that abides in me.
All right, come on. Uh-huh.
And the spirit that abides in me will not let me be content. Not seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Pray with him.
All right. So this word, amen, this peace word, shalom, it expresses the idea of peace being well being.
All right.
Come on.
Amen. I heard somebody say this morning, Derek say, he look in the mirror someday and he feel pretty good. And then other days, he's a little restless because, amen, he realized that he's undone standing before the Lord.
All right.
But even when you feel undone, God can give you a peace that you know you're in good hands.
Amen.
Y'all gonna pray with me? This well-being expresses restoration. In other words, you realize that you were not always where you are right now. That somewhere you recognize that you were an enemy of God. But yet through the testimony of God, which is Jesus Christ, you recognize that God is able to restore you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Come here, somebody.
Come on.
You recognize that once you were a sinner, undone, unsaved.
Yes, sir.
But yet,
yeah,
you believe God's testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And God brought restoration to your life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You used to be just an old car.
Come on.
Now you're an old classic.
All right. Yeah. Come on.
Somebody didn't get that.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. You used to be just rusty in the junkyard.
Yeah.
But God took you out of the junkyard of life.
Yeah.
Gave you a fresh coat of paint. Polish you up inside and out.
Yeah.
And now you understand what restoration really means. And it brings.
Yeah.
Amen. Restoration brings you a sense of salvation.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
When you recognize that you are now saved, you recognize that you have an obligation.
Come on.
Amen. To serve the Lord.
All right. Yeah. All right.
To the best of your ability. Yeah. Amen. You have an obligation to rear your family.
Yeah.
Amen. In a godly way.
Yeah.
To where your children know that God is preeminent in your life.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
All right.
Amen. Ain't that good news?
Yes, it is.
God is the God of peace. Now. And this peace only comes through what? A right relationship with God. What are you talking about, preacher, about a right relationship? You know that you have been, what? Restored back to God.
All right.
You recognize that now because of the blood of Jesus, you're walking in salvation.
Right.
And while you're walking in salvation, you know you have an obligation to obey the law. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. In other words, God wants us to know, he told us, didn't he, that this salvation that we stand in, that we couldn't buy it.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. No amount of money
can
you buy salvation. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
Amen. By faith, through grace. Amen. Yeah. Through grace. That God saved us. Amen. So this peace that I'm talking about this morning, if you're seeking this peace, it only comes through that right, let me highlight right,
right.
Relationship
yeah. Amen.
With God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say a right relationship, there ain't no if, buts, and ands.
That's right.
But you've got to line up with the word of God,
which
is the truth of his testimony.
Well.
Amen. As we talked about it in Sunday school this morning, as Paul admonishes the church, you've got to obey scripture.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Come on. Yes.
Because our obedience proves who we are in this world. I know we are living in a time where the world has dictated what's right.
All right. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
But the world don't undermine or override the word of God. Y'all
right.
Are
right.
Amen. So it doesn't matter, amen, if you've done it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it feel good to you.
Come on.
Amen. It's still not what God wants for it.
That's right. That's right.
And because God don't want it, y'all ain't going to pray with
come
me.
On, come on.
Because God don't want it, it ought to make you uneasy if you belong to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you are uneasy, you ain't at peace.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, God.
Come on.
That's why some people, when pastor preaching about sin and obedience, they get restless in the pew.
Yeah. Come on.
You preach it.
Yeah.
Tell it.
Yeah, they're going to pray with
tell
me.
Tell it.
Amen. Start looking off.
Amen.
Pray with him, church.
You cannot avoid the fact
pray with him
that God does not appreciate your sin.
That's right.
All right. Right.
Amen.
Yes.
And he's calling for us because God wants us to live at peace.
Amen.
You know, it's something grand. It's something grand. It's something grand when the body of Christ is at peace.
That's right.
Amen.
With God.
With God.
Pray yes. With him.
Because
pray
when we are at peace with God,
my Lord,
we're at peace with one another.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's
right. And when we're at peace with one another, it creates in the body of Christ, how do I say it, harmonious.
All right.
All right.
What a word. What a word. What a word.
Amen. Harmonious is what the male chorus be shooting at.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Amen.
All right.
You know we do.
Yeah. So when we are at peace with one another, the fellowship becomes such a lovely thing.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. We're able to get along,
man.
And all of us are different.
Yeah.
And no matter how good y'all look out there this morning, how much y'all say amen, the bottom line is all of us got some stuff about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yet, because of the peace of God that abides in us, because of the work of the Spirit in us, we're able to look beyond
amen.
Yes, sir.
Our faults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't fool myself to think that every member of Lil Zion like me.
All right.
Come on,
my Lord. My Lord. My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't walk around in Foolsville.
Yeah.
That's right.
I live in Realville.
That's right.
And you don't have to tell me it's the attitude and the restlessness.
All right.
All right. Amen.
That's
right. Amen.
Come on.
So those things don't sweat me.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Come on, dog. Come on,
dog. It don't. It don't take me out of Peaceville.
Yeah.
Because I recognize that in this life,
Yes.
there will be those that don't like you because they don't understand you.
That's all.
Great time. Great time.
That's all.
And one of the things that all of us must learn to do is get in a realm of understanding each other.
Pray
with him.
So peace brings you into a fellowship with one another.
Peace.
Amen. And when you're in fellowship, you allow that fruit of the Spirit. To go forward. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
See, some folks, understand that they're not what they ought to be.
That's right.
But yet there are those that tolerate them.
Amen.
Because they know the love of God when they see it.
Amen.
I'm almost through. I'm gonna let y'all go.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. But we got to. All of us got to get to the place to where we're so in love with Jesus that we're not only in love with Jesus, but we're in love with the things of Jesus. We want what God wants. We want to do what God wants us to do. We want to be pleasing in God's sight. Because we have found this peace that surpasses all understanding. If we don't understand how we feel, what we feel, when we feel it. But yet we know what we feel. Peace is one of those virtues of God that you can feel.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Come on.
Amen. And when you know you got the peace of God,
come on.
Life show up. Gets better.
Right.
Y'all pray with me just for a little while. Amen. For God is what? He's peace. The gospel is the good news.
Yes, he is.
Of peace. We have this peace not because of our merit, but because of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. We recognize that the peace we feel today is a gift of God.
Amen.
But now, okay, Pastor, I'm saved. But yet, I don't feel this peace. Could it be? Could it be?
Come on, Doc.
That you are not enhancing the gift that God has given you?
Come on.
What are you talking about, preacher? Say, amen. In life, there are some skills that you have in life.
Yes, sir.
That you are able and you have mastered. Because of your commitment. Amen.
All right.
To learning to do what you do.
That's right.
Amen.
Those who type well then start out typing 60 words a minute.
That's right.
Amen.
You had to practice.
Yes.
That's right.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with
me. Come on.
So the problem in the church is we are not enhancing the gift that God had given us.
All right, come on.
We have the seed of peace. But we have not fed that seed.
That's right.
Well, what are you talking about, preacher? Amen.
Come on.
Watch what 2 Peter 1 and 2 says.
All right.
He says that grace and peace be multiplied.
All right.
How, Peter? How? How can I get more peace? And he says, through the knowledge of God in Jesus Christ. In other words, through this relationship that I have now, is embedded in my relationship with my Savior.
Come on.
So as I attend Bible study, learn the word of God, come to church regularly.
Amen.
Y'all know what regularly is, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. That's not the petrol at the gas station. That's being committed amen, to the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And the Hebrew writer said, forsaken not to assemble ourselves.
That's right.
Say so.
Amen. If we went to work like we come to church, we would be a bunch of unemployed folks. Amen. Amen. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
All right.
Ain't no check coming when you ain't there. But yet we want the check from the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bless me, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless
all
me.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. You ain't showed up in 6 months.
All right.
What if God did us like we do God?
Yeah. No.
Peace can't abide. Peace can't abide. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Notice that I'm going to my seat. John says something. John says that this peace, in the 27th verse, can't come from anywhere but God. But God. Amen. Because Jesus himself said, amen, peace I leave with you. Who is the you? Us. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you.
Huh?
All right.
What?
Preach
my peace.
Yeah. Pray with him.
I give to you.
Pray with him, too.
Amen. And he said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't give peace as the world gives. That's our problem.
That's right.
We're looking for peace in the world. Better job, bigger house, fancier car, more money. But money don't bring peace.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. Stuff don't bring peace. It's a knowledge of who you are in Christ and who he is in you. Bring peace. John said, I don't give it like the world give it. Amen. Amen. That's why in the gospel there, that's why John was able to say later on that greater is he that is in you. Than he that is in the world. What are you saying, John? John is saying, yes, things may rise against me. There may be trouble in my life. But I've got something on the inside that's greater than anything I can come against in this world. That's why Isaiah, before he, Isaiah didn't know the gospel.
That's
why Isaiah could say no weapon.
You
got to have some peace when you know that folks are shooting at you, but yet no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Y'all gonna pray with me as I go to my seat. We've got to come to understand something.
Pray with him.
That God has given us a great peace. That if we cultivate the peace of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
We can get happy sometimes.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. That we won't come to the worship
pray
experience.
Come on.
By the Lord.
Come on, you got 30 minutes.
And we won't go home and say, Lord, have mercy.
That's right. That's right. Mercy,
Lord. Let's know when to set eye in the day.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Maybe.
Amen.
God is trying to tell you.
Tell you something.
And maybe whether complaining about how long the pastor takes. Maybe we need to hear the word of God. Because none of us know when it might be. None of us know, amen, when that bell will call. Or the sick bed will take us down. So we've got to take advantage of every opportunity to fortify. Amen. To fortify ourselves in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what I was telling
Pray with him,
I'm telling him, and I'm going to open the door. I'm telling preachers on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. I say, you know, you spend your lifetime preaching this gospel. I'm like Pastor White now, and I know I have did some preaching. But yet, it looked like when you take a survey.
Go ahead,
y'all ain't gonna pray with me. Of those that are in Zion's walk, it don't seem like we're prospering in the word. Oh yeah, God is prospering us in life, in finance, in stuff, but in the word that's going to prosper our soul, it seems like we just have, not an appetite for doing the will of God. I hear from all sides, the commitment here, the commitment there, commitment in the choir. Commitment, in the mother's bowl.
Yeah,
that's right.
In the deacon bowl.
Amen. All right.
Commitment in Sunday school.
All right.
All of these things that where we can come to fortify ourselves.
Yeah.
That we may be able to stand the onslaught of things in the trouble in life.
Amen.
And then when trouble happens.
Yeah.
Glory.
Ain't nothing like a church goer.
All right.
If you want to see folks lose it, it's church folks who have not took advantage of the lesson that God is trying to teach. God is trying to give us peace that we can stand against anything that comes against us.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Come on.
My Lord.
Yo, yeah, yeah.
It's coming.
Amen. Amen. So,
it's coming.
Amen. Pastors and preachers, we ain't up here just sweating.
That's right.
All right, John.
I'm gonna tell you like, amen. He's my neighbor, my community neighbor. But he taught electronics and circuitry and those things at A&M. Uh-huh. And I may have told this story before as I opened the door. But amen. We being freshmen on campus, we took advantage of him being late for class. Gave him that grace time, and then we hit the street.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
All right. Now.
About that third day, his name J.B. Turner. J.B. stood before us, and he said, "Fellas, let me help y'all understand something. I got mine."
All
right.
Amen.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
Amen. 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 He said, "I got mine."
Yeah.
I'm here for y'all.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I know this seems selfish and maybe undignified. But I got my peace.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Amen.
Glory. All right.
I'm here for you.
All right.
Tell the truth.
Glory.
You can take advantage. Amen. 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 Grandmama made the green bean.
All right.
Tried to make me eat.
All right.
Amen. But I had to wake up for myself.
That's right.
That's right.
And understand green beans were good for me.
Amen.
Yes, amen. The doors of the church are open.